From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Asian experts say they do not expect President Trump to raise human rights issues and concerns about extrajudicial killings when he meets Monday in Manila with Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. Duterte himself said Sunday, "I'm sure he will not take it up." Human rights groups have expressed alarm over allegations that Philippines police have killed at least 3,000 suspected drug users and dealers in a countrywide crackdown, one of Duterte's major campaign promises. Trump told Duterte earlier this year that he is doing a, quote, great job, but has yet to openly criticize the plain-speaking Philippines president for his alleged campaign of violence. Duterte once insulted former President Barack Obama, calling him a son of a whore. He also boasted of murdering someone when he was 16 years old because the victim gave him a funny look. Iraqi security forces have found mass graves in an area recently retaken from the Islamic State group that could contain up to 400 bodies. That report from an Iraqi official on Sunday. The Kirkuk governor said the bodies of civilians and security forces were found in an abandoned base near Hawija, a northern town retaken in early October. The governor didn't say when officials will start exhuming the bodies from the mass graves. A local shepherd who led troops to the site said IS used to bring captives to the area, shoot them dead, or pour oil over them and then light them on fire. The area was strewn with torn clothing and what appeared to be human bones and skulls. This is VOA News. A powerful earthquake, followed by a strong aftershock, rocked the Iran-Iraq border Sunday, damaging a number of villages. The 7.3 magnitude quake killed at least 61 people. Quake struck Sunday night outside the eastern Iraqi Kurdistan city of Halabja, very close to the Iranian border. The initial jolt was followed by a 5.3 aftershock. Officials in both countries say they expect the damage reports and death tolls to rise as rescue teams reach smaller towns and villages. A train crash in Congo on Sunday killed at least 34 people and injured at least 26 others in Lualaba province in the country's southeast. The Lualaba governor said the injury and death toll is likely to rise because some train cars were set on fire and were carrying fuel. About 11 of the 13 cars caught fire. The cause of the accident is not yet known. Slovenia's President Borut Pahor was re-elected to a second term Sunday after winning a runoff election against a former comedian who is now the mayor of a northern town. Pahor is 54 years old. He's a veteran politician known as the King of Instagram for his frequent use of social media. He won 53% of the vote. His challenger won 47%. Turkey is denying a report that it may have discussed a plot to seize a Muslim cleric living in the United States with a former Trump administration official. According to a Wall Street Journal story published Friday, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating an alleged plan involving President Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, to kidnap Fethullah Gulen, a Turkish cleric who has lived in the U.S. since 1999. According to the report, Flynn and his son were to receive as much as $15 million for delivering Gulen to the Turks. In a statement released late Saturday, the Turkish embassy in Washington called allegations that Turkey would use means outside the legal process to return Gulen to Turkey utterly false, ludicrous, and groundless. But Turkey does claim the cleric orchestrated a July 2016 coup attempt by members of the Turkish military that left more than 240 people dead. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.